Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to My Little Pony Talk. It is Friday, August 13th. I'm your host, and this is my co-host.
Homemade chili.
Or better known as Little Alley Cat.
Homemade chili with homemade cornbread.
No, homemade chili with fresh tomatoes from the garden.
Really? That I have not tried.
As well as the base of chili, the chili base that restaurants use. That's some good stuff.
Yeah, that would definitely be good. Well, I figured it would be... It's a good meal, considering where we're going to be tonight. I don't know if it's a Southwestern or Mexican or what you would want to call it, but it's certainly closer related to Argentina than it is to other countries we've been in. So, this is my Argentinian meal tonight. Now we're going to get all those angry emails saying there's nothing Argentinian about chili.
Well, doesn't Argentina have cowboys?
What's cowboys got to do with anything?
Well, chili was originally something that cowboys made.
Yeah, but where did they get the recipe? Beans
they
and rice.
Made it up by the way.
You think? I might just have to look up the history of chili when I'm done eating my chili.
Hey, I'm
going to look stupid. I want to look stupid for as short a period of time as possible.
Hey, I'm trying to take
What are you trying to do? You suddenly disappeared. Are you multitasking?
Yep.
Just go to Wikipedia.
That's what I just did. I'm waiting for it to come up. I hope this didn't just bring up Chili's as in, like, the restaurant. Yeah, it brought up Chili's as in the restaurant.
Well, you don't put an S in there. And it should bring up several options. And did you misspell it?
Chili. Let's try that. Chili con carne. Here we go. Let's see. The history and origin. During the 1880s, brightly dressed Hispanic women known as chili queens began to operate military plazas. It was more of a U.S. Mexican, U.S. Texas thing.
Well, they said Spanish or Mexican women, so I'm thinking they got it from Mexico.
Probably.
All right, well, still closer to Argentina than I am right now.
Yes.
That's my story. I'm sticking with it.
Hey, at least I can't. All right. Chili joints.
Hmm?
No, I gotta get off there. I keep reading more and more about that. I'm gonna get off topic.
Yeah, really. Yeah, you start getting on there, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, I'm gonna look up shoehorns. You know, it's, you know, before you know it, you're sucked into all the little links.
Well, that's easy to do for me, this week. I'm like easily distracted this week.
Why? What's so easily distracting about this week?
I just ended up being worn out from the last few weeks. So me and Mom ended up staying home for 2 days. Between the work schedule and the intense heat, it just kind of kicked both of our backsides.
Well, that works.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody says you have to, oh, I don't even know. I'm totally engrossed in my cornbread, and I don't even know what I was going to say. I was just trying to fill airspace there, guys. Sorry. Hey, I know what's related to my meal.
What?
The pony I got this week. I actually got a pony this week, and it is...
Woo-hoo.
It's a Mexican pony that came Woo-hoo. With the pretty parlor. And I'm not really sure what they call her. They referred to her as the Mexican perfume puff pony or something. Something silly like that, because she has Twilight symbol, but apparently there is a Mexican Twilight as well, so we can't call her Mexican Twilight, so we just call her Mexican Perfume Puff Pony.
Ah.
Even though she does not have Perfume Puff
Very
hair.
Cool. Hmm. They're just trying to confuse us, aren't they?
It's very confusing.
So, yeah, this week's been... Go ahead.
I'm trying to think if there was anything else I got. I don't think so. I think it's been a pretty slow week.
What do you think?
What'd you get?
I got absolutely, positively, nothing.
I think we're both just kind of, I mean, probably half of the pony community out there at least is probably recovering from the large pony meets and the pony cons and the pony fairs and the summer vacations, and we're all kind of broke right now.
Yeah. I definitely agree with that.
Which means it's a really good time to get on eBay and find a good deal, because I saw an Icy go for like $65.
Gosh darn it, if only I wasn't still paying for pony debt from the convention.
He wasn't in the perfect pristine condition that I demand on my ponies, but $65 for him was a pretty darn good price.
Oh, yeah. So
that
I would
occurred
say,
to me. Oh, go ahead.
What's that? I would say, hear this now, people. I am currently out of commission for buying ponies, as I am still paying back pony debts from the convention. Buy now. Because once I'm back, look out.
Look out. You'll be bidding on my stuff.
Yeah, I'll be bidding all over the place again.
That happened a couple times when I didn't tell you what I was bidding on and stuff. Like, darn it. She just outbid me. What the hell?
So you're the one who is outbidding me.
No, I don't do that. I put up a little pretend bid in the beginning, and then I put up a bid the last few seconds of the auction. I usually don't play in the middle.
Ah.
All it does is inflate the value or inflate the end price 9 times out of 10 when it wouldn't go that high.
There you go. speaking of going high, oh my dear Lord, don't ask me what brought this on, but the other day, do you recall those little toys? It was a doll, but it folded into itself, and it made a charm.
Charmkins, yeah, those are,
The Sweet Surprise?
Sweet Surprises, yeah, I used to have them. They made them back in, like, the 70s, and then they made another version in the 90s, and...
They made them in the 80s, too.
Yeah, they keep making them. And I think they actually came out with another new one. I think I saw something like that at the toy store here recently.
I haven't seen anything like that recently. But, yeah, for some reason, I just started thinking about those, and it's like, I'd like to get myself a couple of those. You know, to kind of round out my childhood toy collection. And, my God, if you thought, you know, European ponies went for outrageous amounts, yeah, just try getting one of those.
I sold a bunch of those, like, 10 years ago, and they were going for good prices then.
Well, they're still going for good prices. I mean, I was looking at one that was a set of two, and it went for, like, $40-some-odd. It's like, holy cow!
Wow, that is a little crazy. Is it one of the original, like, from the 70s or early 80s? Well, yeah, 70s.
70s, early 80s. I was just trying to look for something, but it was like, holy cow, for the love of God.
I might have even held on to one of those still. I don't know. I'd have to look around. Every once in a while, I come across something and go, hey, I didn't remember we had this. Not too often. Basically, our whole collection basically is ponies. But occasionally, I'll keep one or two little somethings. You know, I keep something from other things that she's had. I don't sell everything. So
I
have one.
Sorry, here we go. It was Two Sweet Secret Babies. 80s.
That's why it went for so much. It was babies.
$96.
Babies.
By the time it was like, holy crap.
That's a good for a common. I can't believe you lured me into talking about something that isn't My Little Pony, which is an absolute no-no. We're not supposed to be doing that.
But I related it to ponies.
That's cheating.
In the fact that I said there is something that actually at times goes for more than a European pony.
Tomcat, do you want it in Pyrex or do you want it in plastic? All right. So, okay. I have way too much to do. It occurred to me the other day when we talk about, you know, we're always talking about these specific generations and the specific countries or wherever it is we're at, and we don't often talk about what's going on in the pony world as we speak. There are actually things starting to happen in the pony world, and I was thinking, you know, outside of Boar 7, that we may want to actually kind of add sort of like a pony news, I don't know if you want to call it segment, because we really don't do segments. We just randomly talk, but, you know,
yeah.
Kind of like pony news maybe in the beginning of the show. Hey, what's new out there in the ponyverse? Because we're actually starting to see new things again, and there are some big changes, and I thought maybe that would be a good idea, because people tuning into the show might get the impression like, okay, it's a My Little Pony talk show, and they haven't talked about all this stuff that's come out this week. That would be a little weird. So I think it might be good to take a few minutes.
Well, I tried doing that before, and you...
Well, that was Boar 7. No. Boar 7, I could care less, okay? I could care less if Pinkie Pie comes out with another new hat, okay? But we have some new stuff. You know, big changes And, yeah, we don't necessarily talk about tonight because, you know, I don't have all the information in front of me and all that jazz. But, you know, pretty soon we're going to have some interesting things to talk about other than Pinkie Pie Incarnation 5000. They're going to be coming out with a whole new, the cartoon show and all these, something like, I think they said something like 40 new characters.
40 new characters. We said it right after the convention show.
Mm-hmm.
Or at the post-convention show, that it would be 40 brand new characters, including a narrator who is the one that everyone says looks like the evil villain, Pony, but she's actually a narrator. She's not the evil villain.
Well, I'm saying it's good. It's a good thing. I like that some new things are happening other than what's been happening over the last 3 torturous years. I think we might want to, you know, actually talk about some of that when things get a little closer to, or maybe when we have the Pony Genie on the show. And, you know, that's like a group family thing. We don't want to talk about it if she's not around. And is she around tonight? You know, I'm not even sure what's going on with Pony Genie. That woman has such an amazing social life.
Let me grab the teapot and let me try rubbing it and let me see if I can get her to come out. What the heck? Maybe if I try rubbing just a little bit harder.
Malfunctioning again. I'm not hearing anything.
One more time. A little bit harder.
No, please don't. Please stop now. The ears. I think twice was enough. 3 just gets obnoxious.
What in the world is going on in that teapot? Let me see. Let me open up the top here. Let's see. What the? She's not in here.
Hello?
She's not
hello?
In here.
Hello? Hello?
She's not
All right,
in here.
Get it. She's not there. Is there a note?
Wait. There is a note. Hold on. There is a note. Okay, let's see. What's it say? Oh, no! Oh, dear!
Oh, jeepers creepers. What is it?
Oh, did you want to know what the note said, too?
Well, I figure all of our listeners who have been listening to this whole thing for, I don't know, 5 minutes now, probably just want you to tell us what's going on with Pony Genie.
Oh, dear, it says that she's currently out of commission and will be so for at least a couple of weeks.
Out of commission?
Out of commission.
Well, that's not good.
And there's another note here. Hold on, let me see what this one says. Oh, no! It's from the dentist. For all the magical, mystical creatures.
The dentist?
The dentist.
You know, there's very few ponies. I say there's only one pony. Princess Ritzenspit is the one that uses the dentist the most in Ponyland, but we do have the first tooth babies that, you know, occasionally have to see the dentist. But it's only one tooth, so not a whole lot involved with that.
Exactly.
But Pony Genie has more than one tooth, and so I'm hoping everything is okay.
Yeah, she's had to have a little bit of dental work done. And, well, looks like, according to him, we don't pay her enough.
Well, that's because we don't pay her. That might be why.
Yeah, so we don't pay her enough to pay his bill, so... She's going to be out of commission doing a few jobs.
No, you can't go in there. I've gotten stabbed by my cat.
Uh-oh.
Scout.
But, wait a minute. There's a tiny little envelope in here.
Oh, geez, will this skit never end?
Let me open up the tiny little envelope and see what pops out.
My guess is a note from the pony genius.
Oh, it was pony magic dust. Just so that we've had it, it says... Just so that I know you've all got your luck, there's your pony dust for this week. There are several more envelopes where that came from, so until I'm back, open up one a week. And only one.
And only one. I call dibs. That one was for me. I don't know what I'm going to use it for, but I call dibs. No, I know what I'm going to use it for. I'm back on the elusive hunt for nightlight. I've had through an array of very sad, unfortunate events, things that did not pan out after 8 months of waiting. They're really no one's fault. It just happens. And missing, second bidding, and just every other thing you can imagine. I am once again on a crazy hunt for a, might as well just say, mint condition nightlight. I say near mint, but come on, in my world, really, near mint is, may as well be mint.
Exactly.
I just don't like to scare people off by saying mint, because there are some people that say if it's not on the card, it's not mint. So near mint with the intention of being mint or something like that. But, yep, that's what I need my pony joy for. That is it. That is the main numero uno major on the hunt. I've gotten to the point, I've got like 5 ponies that I'm trying to get. I'm not even browsing eBay for everything. I'm like, putting in search engines for specific things, and that's it. I am not going to get sucked into the having 40 things on my watch list. Not going to do it. I have a goal, and I'm just going to stick to it.
Are you really?
Yeah. That, and I'm considering possibly buying the jewelry babies back. I don't know how much she wants. I don't know if it's even possible, but it is somewhat being discussed. So that may also put, if I do, then that's going to be a major expense. And Tomcat doesn't even know about it yet. So I'm just kind of holding off until I figure out what I'm doing. I don't want to... Yeah, and again, it also depends. We haven't really talked the dollars yet, and that's the part that scares me.
Oh, yeah. Trust me, it can be scary.
No, I know it'll be scary, because even if I buy them back for what I sold them to her for, that's scary. So it's going to be scary, even if, by some grace of God, she decides just to sell them back to me at cost, so to speak. It's going to be scary.
Yikes.
But, other than that, I'm just laying low. I'm kind of fizzled out right now. Just enjoying the summer. Went to the shore. You know what? But nobody really gives two hoots about all this stuff, so maybe we should just cut to the chase and talk about ponies.
Well, see, at least you've had a little bit of a better summer ever since the convention. I've just been working my tail off. Literally.
Well, my summer was really going in a positive direction with Tomcat having taken a couple weeks of leave, and we went down to the shore for a week and saw friends and everything was great, and then the day he got off leave he had to be sent away, and although it's not very far, it's still 4 hours away, which means he can't be home all the time, and he can't be home every weekend. Even we don't even know when he can come home, but he came home tonight, So,
yay!
He's been gone for a week. He came home tonight, and then he has to go back Sunday. But it's putting a major crimp in my summer. Well, you don't have your...
Tell me about it.
I don't have
it.
My Tomcat around to do stuff with. I mean, because, come on, let's face it. As much as Kitten still likes ponies and all that other stuff, when it comes time to do stuff, she, like, wants to do it with her friends. She's a teenager now. Can't blame her.
No.
My entire social world is my husband, and my husband has left the state. In the summer. Reckon my summer.
Well, trust me, my summer hasn't been going very well. Let's see. I've worked the last 3 Saturdays, and I have to work tomorrow again.
You poor thing. Hey, but just think, paying off pony debt.
Well, except for the fact that I had to take 2 days off this week. I only have time enough to cover half a day of that. So, yeah.
Hey, things could be worse. And
oh, yeah.
Since I'm sorry, guys. I am just not on top of my game here. I'm not feeling as entertaining as usual tonight. So, yes, just so you know, snappy comebacks are going to be in short supply.
Hooray!
I'll say much to Panda's relief. Oh, there we go. Killing the cat again. All right. Sorry. So, yeah, cleaning up the kitchen. Very mundane. So where did we leave off? You know, it has been so long. I mean, seriously, it's been so long I can't even remember when we last talked about Argentinian ponies and what ponies we even talked about.
We're up to rainbow ponies.
Oh, are we?
Yes.
I thought we had... Didn't we talk about one?
No.
Okay. Then I am very confused.
Nope, we did not talk about any of them.
I thought we talked about the one that I cried my eyes out about. Or is that not a rainbow pony? I thought it was.
No.
Yeah, I need you guys to do the cleaning.
Which one did you cry your eyes out about?
Buttons.
Are you crying?
No, I'm about to cry, though.
Why?
Talking about RG Buttons, the yellow pony we had and then sold because it was mint on card and we didn't realize how beautiful it was if we took it off the card and I wasn't feeling the freaking magic at the time, but now I am and now it's too late because it's over and I think I sold it to somebody in South. I sold somebody in Africa. I'm not really crying. Do you see tears? I'm whining. It's more of a whining. Yes, I'm whining about a pony, and I'm telling you, I think I already whined about this pony, so I'm not going to go overboard, because people are just like, oh, gosh, reruns. We get it.
I don't think we did. I don't think we did any of them, because I didn't mark off that we left off with a specific pony. I just marked off that we left off with rainbow ponies.
Well, I'm pretty positive that I whined and moaned and cried about my lost RG buttons, yet one of my more stupid things. Now, there are other RGs I've sold. Don't miss them. RG buttons, I regretted that one.
Okay, then I'll go very quickly through her. Are you ready?
Very quickly. RG buttons, yellow, pink buttons, rainbow hair, really awesome, totally different pose. Next.
No. Buttons, bright yellow with red, white, and blue hair. Very patriotic.
Oh, gosh, you got to get all particular. Fine.
With four pink buttons and 2 white stars. Next.
Next. Yes, based on the buttons, she is a unicorn, but she's in a totally different pose and totally different colors.
Very
patriotic. I think it's a little different, but hey, it's buttons.
Very patriotic. very patriotic, I think.
No, it's not patriotic. It's all a bright yellow, neon yellow with the pink buttons pony. Just because
and
the red, white,
and
blue. It's not an American red. It's more like a bright red. It's one of those Argentinian reds. So it's not patriotic. It's very Argentinian.
I think it's patriotic.
It's not. I'm sorry.
Just kill my happy, happy joy. Next. Her real name is unknown, but from her symbol, she's been dubbed Argentina Moonstone.
Well, then we'll call her Argentinian Moonstone. I mean, don't we call Argy Buttons? Does she have another name?
Not that I know of.
I think with a lot of the Argentinians, we pretty much call them. I think that was something we actually had discussed already, wasn't it? That they have, like, a set name, but the ponies themselves don't have names so much.
I think we did.
That just sounds vaguely familiar to me, that you just didn't see individual pony names as often, but you did see set names. So we have, like, the rainbow ponies that we're talking about right now, and we have just assigned them names based on their corresponding U.S. counterparts or other countries that they may have existed in. Hey, nobody's in the chat room, so I can leave. Woohoo!
I'm in there.
Yeah, but I'm talking to you. What's the point?
Oh, gee, thanks. I love you, too. Anyway, she has light blue, rainbow-colored hair. Symbol is painted non-glittery ring planet surrounded by small blue and silver moons. Unlike her U.S. version, her North American release, she is an Earth pony, not a unicorn.
I know a certain somebody who just got her. See, we did talk about her because she talked about the fact that she had just gotten her. Pony Genie got this pony just recently, and that's why she was so excited to talk about it. Is this not all ringing a bell? I need to actually go to the site, and let me look and see which ponies we actually did. Please stand by. We're having technical difficulties.
It's been like a month since we've done the show, and I thought I'd marked it off pretty well that we had stopped with just the start of that pony set.
Gosh, we are so fail. We are just all kinds of fail. I'm so embarrassed.
It happens. We've been gone from...
Is somebody going to inform us of where we are? No, see, now we did Buttons, we did Moonstone, we did North Star, we did Windy.
We did Twilight.
We
did Gingerbread, did Parasol, did Moon Dancer. Skyflyer, truly.
We did do Moon Dancer? Did we get the Moon Dancer in Skyflyer? Are you sure? Because now things are starting to go,
Okay, I think what we stopped with was Did we stop with Masquerade?
That sounds like we might have stopped right there after Gingerbread, and we have those three ponies there that have the, that's what I'm thinking. And of course, since nobody listens to us live anymore, they're not going to tell us.
Except Vintage, and she's not on tonight. She's got something better to do.
Her and Pony Genie are probably having fun someplace.
Do you think?
We got dissed. That's okay.
I think we did too.
All right, I'm going with, we already talked about everybody up to Parasol, and we should start talking about Moon Dancer. That's what I'm going with. And we could always find out later, because the worst thing that's going to happen is we skip maybe four ponies. Because I'm pretty sure I remember talking about Windy and talking about Twilight and talking about Gingerbread. So I feel pretty confident.
I remember talking about Wendy now, because we were talking about the orange on top of orange
mm-hmm.
for the symbol.
Yep. And I think I remember talking about masquerade. So maybe I vaguely remember talking about masquerade. Let me go to, I will know what I'm doing. I'm going to Kit Kat Vintage's site, which is kitkatvintage.webs.com, so I can look at her photo gallery, because once I see the pony, I will know if we talked about it, since these ones don't have pictures. Where is Masquerade? Oh, yeah, is Masquerade that pink one?
Bright pink Pegasus?
Bright pink Pegasus. Yeah, we did talk about her because we discussed the colors of her masquerade's masks. So I'm going with Moondancer. That's it. That's my final answer. That's where we need to start.
Sounds good to me, because after all, everyone knows Moondancer is my favorite unicorn.
Everybody knew that?
Oh, come on.
Since when do I pay attention? I don't pay attention.
Moondancer has always been my favorite because she's the one where I've had the plushie for so long.
Oh, that's right. And Baby Moondancer ran off with the collector's guide. That's right. I remember now.
No, it was Baby Cotton Candy who ran off with my collector's guide.
Never mind.
But Baby Moondancer was the baby I was trying so desperately and hard to try and get to go with the mommy Moondancer to complete the entire Moondancer set for the U.S.
Which consists of, what, three ponies?
Yeah.
I was like, you made that sound really impressive until I stopped to think about that for a minute.
Wait a minute, how is it three?
I'm thinking it's Mommy, Baby, and Pearlized.
In that case, I still don't have it complete. Thank you.
Okay, never mind. Sorry.
But yes, she's always been my favorite because I've always had the plushie for so long prior to even starting collecting. So you know.
Yeah, the story is all sounding familiar now. Yes, I remember it very well, sort of. I remember it because you're talking about it, yes, that Moondancer is the one.
And
so now you can get Pearlized Baby Moondancer. I can't believe you don't have that.
Yeah, no, I got to try and find her. But funny thing was, at the convention, Kit Kat Vintage had a Moondancer plushie, and she sold her before I got to the convention.
Oh, you mean the ones that she makes?
Yes.
Well, that's easy enough. Just have her whip out another one.
I told her, now you've got to make me one.
That's nothing. She can do that. She's working a bunch. She's working a commission for me right now, too. Actually, mine should be just about done. I'm so excited.
I guess I can
actually talk about it. It's not that bizarre, right? I mean... Well,
you can go ahead.
Wait. No, I'm not going to break my rule. I'm going to wait until it's here, and then I'll talk about it.
Okay. First, next up is Moondancer, who is white with red, yellow, and blue hair. Her symbol
That's more
is
of that
pink
bright,
stars.
Bright, strawberry,
bright,
fair.
Strawberry, orange, yeah, orangey, yellow.
Yeah, it's
orangey,
that crazy, yeah.
Red.
There is no real red. I don't think there's really a red with the Argentinian ponies. I mean, they all have, like, kind of a neon vibe to them. Very, very bright reds.
Oh, yes. Definitely. And her symbol is pink stars and a purple crescent moon.
Interesting.
Very cute. Kind
so why aren't you
like...
starting an army? You know, forget all this. I mean, Moondancer is such a particular pony. See, I don't have a pony that means that much to me. But if I did, I could see where that would be like a priority, you know. Forget all that other stuff. I would be out there trying to get all the Moondancers.
I think that's going to be my next goal. Is, you know, I've completed so many sets in the G1 line.
Except for Moondancer?
Yeah, except for having every single Moondancer. I think I might just, you know, start putting my eyeballs out once all the credit card debt is paid off and go after Moondancer more often.
Yeah, I mean, there are some foreign Moondancers that are relatively reasonably priced. Granted, she is one of the more expensive variants out there. But if you focus and just worry about getting Moondancers, I don't think it'd be a problem. The problem comes when you start diluting your funds and spending it on all kinds of stuff. But if you just focus your efforts, I think you could do it. I think it would bring you much pony joy.
Oh, yes. In that case, I want some of that magic dust for me then.
Yeah, but if we dilute it, neither one of us will get squat. And then it'll, like, kind of, like, bounce off us and it'll, like, land on somebody else.
This is true. We want to keep all the dust for us this week.
Yeah.
Seeing how we're limited to one envelope a week.
Wow. She's going to have to, like, put in, like, a PS, you know, put in enough dust to cover X amount of people. Either that or maybe we're just being selfish about the dust. Could be.
I think we are.
Yeah.
Just a little bit selfish.
All your dust belongs to me.
Do you want the dust bunnies that go with it?
Huh?
It was a joke. Dust
bunny. I know, but I did. It's like when somebody says lambsy dotes and dozy dotes and little lambsy divies. You know, it's like you say what? Or no, maresy dotes and dozy dotes and little lambsy divy. A kiddly ivy too, wouldn't you? And you sit there and go, well, that was English? And it was. It was entirely English. But you said something similar, and I have no idea what you said.
I said, would you like the dust bunnies, too?
The dust bunnies. Oh, the dust bunnies.
Dust
no,
bunnies.
I have a cat. I have plenty.
No, speaking... Okay, I have to say this because it's just the most bizarre thing my dog has ever done. I told you he's a Jack Russell, right?
Probably, but I don't listen.
Jack Russells are great mousers. Well, our dog now can add another thing to that bloodline. He's the great white cicada hunter.
Poor guy. Cicadas are so harmless. They're ugly, they're noisy, but they're harmless. You can pick them up and play with them and scare your friends.
That's what he was doing. My mother thought it was dead, so she kicked it.
And it went...
Like, it started flapping its wings, and the dog just dove at it, picked it up with its teeth, walked away, put it down, nudged it with his nose. My mother shooed him away, mowed over it with the lawnmower. The thing was still alive, and she pulled back the lawnmower. The thing wiggled a wing. The dog dove in front of the lawnmower to grab it up. Walked away.
He rescued the cicada.
Yes, he rescued the cicada, put it down, nudged it with his nose. It moved again. He grabbed it with his teeth again, put it down. Saw that it was no longer moving, and then did something that is unbelievable.
Gave it CPR?
No, he ate it.
Oh, and you let him?
My mother let him. It's like,
you
like
realize, like, there are some things that are not supposed to be eaten. I mean, granted, I mean, come on, dogs will eat everything and anything, but some things are poisonous. I wouldn't have been like, man, as ugly as they are, I would have almost guaranteed that would have been poisonous. He'd be yakking it up in another 10 minutes.
Yeah. No,
He yacked it up.
He ate it down. He came in. My mother comes in the house and says, if you hear something that sounds like a cicada and the dog's in the house, don't worry, it's just him.
Wow.
But he comes in, he's licking his chops, kind of like, that was great. Well, that was a great snack.
All right, this is coming from dog. All right, it's a dog. Dogs will eat the poo-poo in the kitty litter box. It's a Whitman sampler to them. They will lick their chops eating anything.
Yes,
cicada probably tastes like steak to them.
Probably, but you know, it was he decided he wanted to give me kisses later. It was like, no, get away from me. Get away from me. So, yes, that was my weird dog.
Poor cicada. Spent probably 17 years underground to emerge only to go through that torturous affair.
Yes. And every time he's going out, I think he's going out hoping that there's another one on the driveway.
Well, there's a lot of them this year. One of the, I don't know which year cicada it is, but there's a bunch of them.
Oh, yeah. You can't go outside without being deafened.
I wonder, cicadas. I mean, I'm sure there are some of our listeners that have absolutely no clue. I don't think cicadas are a worldwide insect. I mean, certainly, I don't think you would find them maybe in the, I don't know if they would be able to survive the northern regions. Because they burrow underground and they stay under there and... I wonder if they could live through it.
I don't know. Cicada. Okay, how do you spell cicada? Is it with an S or a C?
C.
Huh?
C. C-I-C-A-D-A. Oh, apparently there's a culinary use for cicadas. I guess they are all over the place. Cicadas have been eaten in China, Malaysia, Burma, Latin America, the Congo, the United States, and your backyard.
Yes. Yeah, this is, like, really bad when, like, you go to try and look up cicada on Google, and everything comes up in Spanish.
Well, that's why you go to Wikipedia.
I think even the Wikipedia came up in Spanish.
Cicadas live in temperate to tropical climate, where they are among the most widely recognized of all insects, mainly due to their large size and remarkable acoustic talents, i.e., noisy as all get out. Holy cow. I mean, I think actually, like, when they did the sound decibel thing, cicadas are, like, as loud or louder than lawnmowers. Like, seriously, that's, like, supposedly, like, I remember hearing about that. Yeah, I know. There is. Some cicadas produce sounds up to 120 decibels. Yes, that's how loud they are. Technically loud enough to cause permanent hearing loss in humans. So do not hold a cicada up to your ear. Not a good idea.
Oh, dear Lord, I just saw a picture of one. Oh, dear Lord.
Oh, and there's many different varieties of them. There's like the 17-year species, there's the 2-year species, there's the 13-year species. Yeah, seriously, some of them live under the ground. They burrow down as larvae. And for 17 years, they stay underground, and then they come up. That's how long their life cycle is. They're underground for 17 years. But there's a few different varieties. Some as little as, I think, 2 years. There's a 7-year one. Yeah, so have some respect for that cicada next time you see it.
Let me see.
Everybody's like, oh my gosh, we listened tonight just to have a personal tour of Wikipedia.
Hey, you gotta love us. You know, we do.
Yeah, you know, no, you don't have to love us. You can be thoroughly annoyed with us. I suggest that's what everybody should do today, is be thoroughly annoyed with us.
They're in Austria.
We've talked about one pony.
Tasmania. Oh, there is one place we can go and live where we won't be bothered by a cicada.
Antarctica?
Yeah. We'd just be bothered by all the polar bears.
I don't know if there are any polar bears on the Antarctica. I believe the polar bears are all in the Arctic.
Well, then the penguins, whatever.
Yeah, penguins, definitely penguins in the Antarctica.
There you go. So there was my very gross, disturbing dog story of the week.
And it truly was disturbing.
I cannot believe he ate that ugly thing. But anyway, I'm next to Skyflyer.
Skyflyer. Oh, we're talking about a pony again?
Yes.
I think she's ugly.
She's
ugly.
She is indescribable. She is a green unicorn with red kites.
And it just doesn't look well. It's like the red almost has a bit of a translucency. I think it's kind of like with a lot of the Argentinian symbols, they kind of like are not very, very opaque. Or at least they don't come across very opaque. Some of them do. But a lot of them, like the red, it's not like a very, it's like a red that's muted because it's over green, so it's kind of not a very pretty red. But it's not a very pretty green either. Skyflyer has never been one of my favorite ponies, the pose, you know, and everything else. She's not doing it for me at all. Green, red kites, red, yellow, blue hair. Blah. You?
Ugh. It's just like...
Now, you see, when you look at Kit Kat's picture, Kit Kat has a way of making almost any pony look better, I'm telling you. She's really great with taking pictures. The green looks a little less pukey in Kit Kat's sight. The green looks brighter and a little more favorable. I could live with that green. The green on the Where the Rainbows End just looks like blah. Looks like I wouldn't want to look at that, but she definitely looks more tolerable. So, yeah, if you guys want to know what it looks like, go to Kit Kat's site, because that one's going to have a much prettier picture of a Skyflyer.
Yeah,
Kit Kat's camera could hardly handle the overexposure of vibrant color saturation.
Yeah, I'm sorry, that green's just not doing it for me.
No, but it is a little less gross on Kit Kat's page.
And unfortunately, they made another pony that color.
She really does look like pukey green.
Poor Truly is green with red, yellow, and blue hair, pale green doves, a red heart plant on its beak, all flanked by two small red hearts.
Yeah, we don't have to go into that much detail. It's Truly, people. It's the Argentinian version of Truly. And she's a nurse pony. And she's ugly.
She sounds disturbing.
Well, Kit Kat's got her. You know, you can go look at her on Kit Kat's site there.
Well, that's
Guys, if you like ugly ponies, that's okay. To each their own. Believe me, the opinions expressed here do not necessarily reflect those of everybody else. You have every right in the world to like all the disgusting ponies you want. That's like $150 I saved right there with that one pony. I am saving so much money tonight.
Oh, yes. Definitely.
So who's next?
Seth is Winter, who is orange with green beanies as her symbol.
Again, color combination not working for me.
No.
You know, it's. I think the problem with some of these Argentinians that we've been talking about, not all of them, some of them are just spot on fantastic, and then you have the ones like Truly and Wizard and Skyflyer, where you're just going, that symbol color with that body color is just really not good. Really not working.
Yeah, it's not along the lines of that is just so wrong on so many levels.
Wow, and it looks really bright. I'm looking at Kit Kats, and that is a bright orange. The Argentinians, man, they did not dilute when it came to pony plastic mold color. They just said, we want yellow, we're putting yellow in there. We're not putting, like, a nice little creamy yellow. No, what do we want creamy yellow for? We want neon yellow. We want full batch of dump that yellow into the vat. And in this case, it was dump the orange in. And it is one orange pony.
Yes, and unfortunately, they made another one in that same shade. We're just going to jump really quick.
They made several in that shade. But, okay, the next one.
Poor Ribbon is orange with blue, light pink, and red hair. And her symbol is a red bow.
Now, Ribbon, for some reason, looks a little bit better.
Yeah.
Just because of the ribbon. The ribbon is the color works a little bit better with the orange body.
Yeah.
I can live with Ribbon.
Oh, yeah. She looks adorable. She looks like she just got a tan.
Well, you know, it's also the shy pose. That crumpet pose has a way of making a lot of ponies look better. You know, some poses can really detract from a pony, and depending on color combinations. But, you know, the shy pose almost always does a pony justice.
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. And she does. She looks really cute. Now, up next is...
Hey, we're going on to different ponies.
Miss Wind Whistler. We skipped one, remember?
Oh, you skipped her. Okay. Wow. Don't be skipping around, messing me up. Go ahead.
I skipped because Ribbon and Wizard were both the same exact color.
Oh, I see. So it's okay for you to skip when you want to skip, but it's not okay for me to skip, is it? No.
I had a reason to skip.
What, like my reasons aren't valid?
You want to skip all the way down to the bottom of the page.
I didn't say that. That was maybe only one time, but there are other times I want to skip maybe one or two ponies. No.
But we're going back to Miss Wind Whistler, who is bright pink earth pony with red, yellow, blue, and her symbol.
You sound like you're having technical difficulty.
Why is that? Mm-hmm.
I don't know, because you just got all broken up and indecipherable.
Okay. Hmm.
And once again, in the shy pose.
Oh, yes.
See, Wind Whistler in our Wind Whistler, which is normally a Pegasus, I'm not particularly that fond of her. Our U.S.'s Wind Whistler is the So Soft. I love her because she's a So Soft. And I used to have the U.K. version, non-So Soft Wind Whistler, and I sold her because she just, that pose and everything doesn't really do it for me. But this Wind Whistler, which is now an Earth Pony and Crumpets pose with the bright pink body and the red, yellow, blue hair and stuff, she's cute. I like that Wind Whistler. That one I could deal with. She wouldn't get kicked off the shelf.
What? You'd keep her on the shelf?
I'd keep her.
Is that what you're saying?
She may not be prominent You know, she's not my favorite, but I wouldn't kick her off the shelf.
But, you know, that just sounds like, you know, so many of those shows, you know, I would kick her out of bed for eating cookies.
We were trying not to go there for a reason. You know, it was so much better when it was just innuendo, and then you just had to go and spit it out.
What innuendo? She could have cookies. I say she can have cookie time.
Okay, are we going to move on to the whole nother collection of Argentinians? We are now done with the rainbows?
I think we can. What do you think?
I think we can make that step. It's 10 o'clock. Oh, my gosh. You know, at this rate, we'll, like, we keep talking about ponies. We might actually get something done.
Hey, you trying to say we never get anything done?
We get sidetracked quite a bit. Almost all the time.
Yeah, that is true.
And when Pony Genie's here, it's even worse because it's so easy to get sidetracked with her. And, oh, my gosh, if Kit Kat and Pony Genie are here, we'll be really lucky to stay on topic.
No, we stay on topic. We just take about 10 minutes per pony.
Yeah, really. I guess so. Yeah, well, you know, that's because everybody else then has to have their say and has a different input. And, oh, did you know, and I had this, and I saw that, but that's not true, and this is what color it really is, and correction after correction, and then opinion, and then, yeah, then the show's over before you know it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But a lot of these, I've only seen a few dozen of these, a couple dozen of these in person. I've only owned maybe a dozen of them myself. So I can't comment as thoroughly as our resident pony guru, who has probably seen almost every one of them in person and owns probably, I don't know, gosh, all of them. She probably owns darn near all of them.
Yeah, probably.
So yeah. Take us there. Take us to the whole next section.
It is the stroll ponies.
Better known as the paseo ponies.
Because they're all walking.
Makes sense to me. They're in that
walking pose.
Posies pose. Isn't that posies pose?
I think so. They're just taking a stroll. They're going to take a stroll right onto your shelf.
That is pretty funny when you think about it. They actually named them walking ponies because of those. Somebody down there actually thought to do that, you know? That is just so funny.
They happened to sit there and they looked and they're like, these ponies, they be walking. Aha!
Oh, please don't try to do a Mexican-Chinese accent again.
Come on. That is not as bad as, you know, what I did when my uncle called because he needed help with his DSL line.
You did a Mexican-Chinese accent?
No. This is Raj from Taxi Port. How may I help you?
Okay, moving along. I'm just not going to comment. It's like, that was almost Speedy Gonzalez, but not.
So up first is Inquieta?
Inquieta?
Or Flutterby.
Or Inquieta?
Inquieta?
Flutterby. Green, blue hair, blue butterfly, and red butterfly. Two blue butterflies and a red butterfly. But yeah, you know, it's interesting because she's so not Flutterby.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Flutterby as we know her in the States, the symbol is totally different butterflies.
Definitely, definitely.
Which makes you wonder, I mean, I guess we just call her Flutterby, but does Inquieta really mean Flutterby? Is that Spanish?
Definitely, maybe.
Definitely, maybe?
I don't know.
Definitely, maybe.
It's a definite maybe.
Inquieta.
Ah, yes, you gotta look at.
It worries? No. That can't be right. Inquieta. No. Inquieta. You know what that translates from Spanish into English?
What?
It worries. As in,
alrighty,
he,
then.
She, it worries. I'm worrying about you. I'm worried about this name. It's got to have a second name. It's got to have a second translation.
Yeah, parents are going to buy their kids a pony named I'm Worrying About You, basically.
Yeah, there's got to be restless, turbulent, noisy, troublesome, clamorous, anxious, solicitous, uneasy, fidgety, disquiet. That has got to be the worst possible pony name ever. And I'm not talking about, like, what was the apple loaf or
ring
loaf?
Ring
I'm talking
low.
About what it actually means. Inquieta means anxious, uneasy, and worried, and restless. I'm going to, like, so many different translation sites, and they just get worse and worse. I mean, that's got to be, like, one of those slangs or something, you know, when we say something's cool, we really mean it's neat. You know, saying something inquieta, maybe that just has to do with, like, you know, because of the way a butterfly flutters so twitchy and quickly or something. I mean, there's got to be a reason why they would use that, but Armonia. Why should it be like gaseous smell? I have to look up Armonia next.
Oh, yes.
Okay, so she's kind of pretty. I think she's kind of pretty cool looking, but the name is a riot.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So are we ready up for Armonia?
Times like this is when we really need, hey, did you know that our Facebook page, we now have the My Little Pony Latin group as, like, fans of us, as, like, friends of us? I, like, accepted friend requests from, like, three of them today.
That's
Can't understand a word they're saying, but that's okay. So, hi, all you My Little Pony Latin group people. Hola, amigas.
Hola.
Amigos. So
well, find my
cool.
very bad Mexican accent here.
Yeah, no. Now that you know we're actually being listened to from people that speak that language, you are so in trouble.
Yes, well, you know.
Next one, though, however, makes much more sense. And we have Armonia, which means
or medley.
Harmony. Harmony.
Medley.
It means harmony, which totally makes sense because it's medley.
Medley.
Medley symbol. Slightly different. I think this one's pretty cool. This one is on Kitten's wish list, where it will stay for probably a very long time.
She is yellow with bright red hair that looks more like it's pink.
It's like that Strawberry Fair neon red stuff.
Green eyes, and her symbol is periwinkle and green music symbols.
Green and silver.
Ooh, so there's three different colors. That's what I was thinking.
No, they're just two, green and silver.
Well, that one looks like it's periwinkle.
Well, I'm looking at Kit Kats, and it looks like it's green and silver to me. It's not periwinkle. That's the light sheen on the metallic paint. The green is not metallic, but the silver ones are metallic.
We're going to have to ask her.
You know, we might. She might be like, totally wrong, little alley cat. It's periwinkle, and you're just a noob. It could be. It might not be silver. It might be periwinkle. Either way, it's two colors. It's either green and periwinkle or it's green and silver. It's not three colors.
Okay. Looks three colors to me, though.
Well, we'll just have to find yet another version, picture of it to know. Which I'm not going to be able to do immediately. But you do notice her, they don't say three colors. They say symbols, periwinkle and green music notes.
Yeah.
So I'm going with two. And I'll accept periwinkle since I don't have anybody here who could say whether or not it was metallic.
Nope. Unfortunately, we do not have our guru tonight.
It wants to be metallic. Maybe that's it.
Maybe. So are we ready to go on to the next one?
Sure, let's go on to the next one.
Next up is...
Pequitas? Pequitas?
Which means?
I'm going to tell you in a minute. Pequitas means... Pequitas. Pequitas. Yeah, I spelled it correctly, so we'll have to go to the other choice. Pequitas. There we go. No clue.
Hmm.
Well, because it's going to be one of those things where it's like a nickname, and therefore... you know, does not have, like, a true translation.
Well, we're going to translate it into Confetti, who is an orange earth pony with bright green hair, and I mean bright green hair.
Oh, yeah, that looks like Magic Star lime green hair.
Oh, yes. And her symbol is made up of tiny dots of silver and blue confetti.
Okay, well, you know what? I am not seeing this one on Kit Kat's site, so I think this may be one of the few ponies either that she doesn't have or that she has yet to get up onto the site a picture of. So I cannot offer any other insight on this particular pony. Sorry.
My goodness. It's so wrong.
Oh, and I like this next one. The next one's pretty.
She is pretty.
It's Corazon.
And she translates to?
Heart.
Perfect, because she is heartthrob.
Yeah, and right. It's like straight and simple. It just means heart. Heartthrob.
It's perfect for her. And
yeah,
she is
it works.
Orange / pink earth pony with white hair that seriously, it looks gray. It looks like she's gone gray.
It's just, again, this would be a wonderful
bad
time
photo.
To have a guru. I don't know if she suffers from the hair that is actually, like, not white, but rather clear. So it takes on that grayish appearance because it's actually like a clear plastic. It's not really white, which I think I've seen happen a few times with some of the foreign ponies. I don't think she has white hair. I think she has clear hair.
Maybe. But her symbol is made up of red hearts and white wings.
And she's pretty. I like her. You know, Heartthrob is one of those ponies in the U.S. versions, and even in some of, like, the Italian or German versions, she's never really done it for me as a Pegasus and with the blue or with the silver, and the glitter's always falling off her, and, yeah, she's okay. But this Heartthrob is awesome. No wings, real simple, cleaned her up into, like, the very Valentine-y kind of feel with the white, the red, dark, hot pink. I dig her. She's cool. And the pose. Pose is good for her. You know, it's kind of interesting is that, three of these of the four were originally Pegasus in their U.S. counterparts, and they're all Earth ponies.
Yeah, they've had a species change, that's for sure. They've completely changed. But the girl who's up next, oh my dear Lord.
We have gone on to a new group again.
Yes.
And they are the
Helados, or
Helados?
The ice cream.
I think it's Helados.
Helados, or the ice cream ponies, which are believed to have been scented.
Well, I've only seen them in on cards, so I wouldn't know.
And there's three of them and the same pony. But three different versions of this girl.
Really liked her.
Oh, yeah. First up, pony is white, a light cream / white color with bright pink hair. I'm just going to call it pink. Brown ice cream in yellow cones. So she came in chocolate flavored.
Yes, and that is definitely, again, that hot, hot, bright pink color for the hair. And I'm pretty sure, like, all Argentinian white ponies are more of that creamish color.
Yeah.
So when they say white, it's just that particular color. Yeah, you know what? Apparently they do smell, because I'm looking at Kit Kat. She's got it mint on card, and it says, Pony Helados tiene el aroma de tu sabor. And I can't read that last word. But aroma sounds like smell to me. So.
Oh, yeah. And really quickly, we must stop for a moment and say hello to Ella Allure, who's in our chat room.
Did she say hello, or did we just scare her off?
No, we didn't scare her off. I actually typed in hello to her, and she's waving at me with a smiley.
So
and she's waving at me, so I'm waving back to her.
Well, that's
a smiley waving back as well.
And with the 1 minute delay. Ellador. Hello, Ellador. What country are you from?
Oh, she said hi.
Yeah, I can read. I'm in the chat room now. I know, but I guess everybody else can't read, so we have to relay.
And she laughed out loud, by the way. She also laughed out loud. For those of you who need to know exactly what she typed, she laughed out loud, comma, and then said hi.
No, she LOL'd. She's from Jersey. Oh, my gosh. Wait a minute. I'm from Jersey. What's up with that?
And so is
No, she's not from Jersey.
She
has a house. Well, I mean, maybe originally she has a house in Jersey, but she lives in New York.
Yeah, but she's still from Jersey.
I guess we could say that. She's become more of a New Yorker, but she's got roots in Jersey. How's that?
There you go.
You just still kidding? It's time to get ready for bed? I was going to say, it's kind of early.
So are we ready for the next one?
Sure. Same pony, different colors. Next.
She is green with pale orange hair, blue eyes, and she has vanilla ice cream and orange cones as her symbols.
Chocolate, vanilla, and I'm betting the next flavor is going to be strawberry.
She is orange with pink hair, And she has strawberry
red
ice
well, it's
cream.
Red, but it's supposed to be strawberry. We all know it is.
Yeah. And a yellow ice cream cone as her symbol. So you have all three.
I don't find any of them particularly stunning. I guess I like the white one okay. I mean, they're okay. None of them say, oh, my gosh, I have to have them. But I have to say, at least with this set, they were very consistent. They kept the ice cream cones an actual ice cream cone color. They did vanilla, chocolate, strawberry. They made
mm-hmm.
them scented. I mean, that set makes sense. What's
oh,
up
yes.
with that?
Oh, my God, something made sense. This is scary.
In Argentina, no less.
Oh.
Did you yawn and I yawn at the same time? Was that a contagious over-the-air yawn?
Yes.
I'm so sorry. We're not bored with Argentina, honest. We're not. You know what we need? You know what we should do?
What?
We should go up to the pony room.
There you go. Sorry.
But you know what? I could wait. I can wait. We have to go to the pony room and four ponies. We can do four more ponies, and then we have to go to the pony room. Do you want to do pony snack time? You know, it occurred to me, I don't think we've had pony snack time in like a month.
Okay, we can go do pony snack time.
All right, pony snack time.
Actually, you're going to get the...
You'll do what? Who?
You go get the pony snacks. Sorry, you know what? I did take today off from work, but I was still up at the time when I would normally have to get up for work.
Kitten!
And...
Pony snack time? No?
And I never...
You don't have to if you don't want to.
Since we ate dinner not that long ago... Pony snacks are not holding their peel at the moment as they normally would if it had been a few hours since you had eaten and you're like, ooh, pony snacks, because, you know, you're hungry. But we're still kind of, like, full. And so it's like, pony snacks, my belly, should I eat them? But there's always room for pony snacks.
Ooh.
I'll tell you what, we'll split a package.
There you go.
Oh, crap. I mean, crud. Sneaking up on me. I come down here, I don't see her, I know what's coming. All right, we'll split a package, because I can't eat a whole package of pony snacks tonight.
Yes.
There's only one green. I get the green. You don't want any? I opened them up for one green, and we're not going to eat any? Fine. I'll eat the green. If you want me to stay, you got to eat one. Force feeding you pony snacks.
That's
eat
pretty bad.
Pony snack.
No, but.
Huh? The button what?
The button. Yeah.
Now is not time to talk about that, honey. I'll fix it later. Look, in case you hadn't noticed, kind of in the middle of a show, and there's actually somebody listening to it live, like, that's my problem. You got everything in the world. When I was your age...
Okay, you can't compare me and you.
Oh.
Why not?
Oh, no.
You got a computer. You got a DS. You got a TV. You got
a
Wii. You got a PlayStation. You got a...
Tablet.
You've got an iPod. You've got friends. You've got a cell phone. Gosh, find something to do. Can you believe she actually told me she was bored? Unbelievable.
My dear Lord, that is horrible.
Bored, really.
Very bad.
Okay.
So, no, but actually, I'm yawning because I actually am tired. I might have stayed home from work today, but I still woke up at the same time I would normally wake up to go to work. And then I had to stay up to call in to tell him I'd be off for another day because I was still not feeling well.
By the way, did I mention I only got one green?
Yes, you did.
Okay, I just want to make sure everybody was aware of that. Only one. All right, so you're not feeling well? Are you saying you want to, like, do you need to cut out early or something? You're not feeling well?
Oh, no, I'm not saying that. I just haven't been feeling well the last couple of days. I got to go to work tomorrow, though. So.
Yeah.
But it's just, as I said before, it's the heat. The combination of the heat, the work schedule for the last 3 weeks. It's just kind of
well, you do sound pretty tired. You know, I'm thinking maybe we should just end early tonight. You're yawning, you're tired, you got to work tomorrow.
Unfortunately, another Saturday.
We should, you know, I think we should at least go upstairs, take a big old whiff of the pony room, and then maybe we should just say goodnight. We ended at a spot, you know, we ended right in between sets. We can remember where we're going to be next week.
Oh, yes.
We covered more than what we would typically cover on our own. We actually covered two and a half sets. Only because
wow.
We've already covered the other half. And that would leave us as 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, we could very easily, well, if it's just us, we could very easily probably finish off Argentinian ponies next week.
Probably.
Quite possibly. Completely up to you. It is your show.
Oh, after you've, are you done trying to attempt to take it over?
No, I'm always subversively trying to take it over. You know, I do advertise that it is actually my show and I just let you play like you're in charge. But, I mean, did I say it out loud? No, of course, it is your show, and you retain all creative control. And I am more than happy to let you have it.
Yeah, especially when I run into the problem.
Well, you know, I don't think it's as much of a problem as you think it is. I think it's just I'm sure it's something that's easily fixed, and I'm sure we will have it fixed very soon. You probably just need to communicate with Stephanie and tell her exactly what you need and what's going on. Come on, it's an image. It can be resized. But before you go through all that trouble, we should probably talk to her about resizing the lettering so that it's a little clearer when the image is small. And I'm sure that you don't have to change the dimensions. I'm sure a square would be perfectly fine, considering that when you go to, like, all kinds of other blog talk radio spots, they have images of different sizes, squares, rectangles, whatnot. So,
yeah, no, that's what I'm trying to figure out. Why is it not taking ours?
It may just be a format thing. You probably need to go into Blog Talk Radio itself and check out what the format situation is. Have no fear. It will get fixed.
I know it'll eventually get fixed, and hopefully we will eventually have our new logo up for the show.
Well, we do have the new logo up on our Facebook, and we do have the new logo up, well, on our Facebook. Have you changed the new logo onto iTunes, or is that something that just automatically happens when you change it on the Blog Talk?
It automatically happens when you change it on the
Blog Talk.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then, sure, we will have it fixed soon. But I think you need to play the Sea Pony song.
Alrighty then, here we go.
Don't you jinx me like that. I get up like one step. Alright, all together now. Wow, it's been way too long. I gotta like take an extra whiff. I wasn't here. We weren't here last week. I think we forgot to run up here the week after that. I'm about to hyperventilate. I need to sit down. Let's spin the shelf. Oh, smelliness. Boy, I love those guys. Hi, everybody. Did you miss me? I haven't had much time to come up here and say hi to everybody recently. Been kind of busy. I love the Pony Room. Did I mention that? It's a wonderful, quiet, peaceful, awesome smelling place. It's awful quiet over there. Are you still with me?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm just looking at something.
Yeah, me too. About 800 ponies. Hello. Probably more than 800 now, though. I keep bringing them in, and I keep forgetting to actually count.
No, this has not been deemed as solved.
What has not been deemed as solved?
Because I had written the Blog Talk Radio about the problem.
You did?
And according to them, you do not need to crop the picture. You just need to click the edge of one box to the other side of the box to show the whole picture. I've tried that.
Well, we'll troubleshoot later. I'm tired, and right now I just don't care. It's too much thinking. It's late. My tomcat is home, and I'm yawning.
It sounds like you want to go to bed, too.
I do. I want to go to bed. I'm sorry. It's late. I'm tired.
Trust me. I don't mind.
Shh. Don't say it like that. We love our show. We really, 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 really love doing the show, guys.
We do.
But it has been such a hard couple weeks.
Oh, yeah.
And let's face it, I think we're both feeling a void in our lives. It's like we have to sacrifice that last half hour because that half hour would have been time taken up by our other co-host. Our sweet, friendly, fantastic,
Pony
and
Genie.
Mediating Pony Genie, who keeps us from tearing each other apart.
Yeah.
And keeps Pony Joy alive.
Yes.
Sprinkles for everybody. And she's not here. And she's at the dentist. Oh, that's so horrible. So that half hour, we're dedicating to you. Not a moment of silence. A whole 30 minutes of silence for Pony Genie.
Yes. Well, actually, a whole 26 minutes.
Oh.
If you want to be exact.
By the time we're done saying goodbye, it'll be a whole 20 minutes. And we're not very succinct. If I had to live my life on like 140 characters. What's the Twitter count? It's like 140 characters, I think is what it is. If I had to like live my life on Twitter, I don't think I'd manage. I don't think I'd be able to make it.
No.
I can't do anything 140 characters. I'm barely able to do 160 characters, and that, believe me, it is like a feat. I am so proud of myself if I can send a text that is less than 160 characters. And if I can manage to do one that's like like only like three words or something like that. I'm like, yes.
Well, you're better than my mother.
What about your mother? Better than your mother?
Better than my yeah. She takes about 5 minutes to send one text.
I'm not that bad, but I am chatty. And you know it's bad when the chatty person says they're tired.
And the giggly one says they're tired.
What's up? Telling you, Pony Genie, it's all for you. We miss you.
Yes,
get better soon.
Yes.
But I will come fully prepared to talk for a full 2 hours next week.
Me too. Because I will not have to work next Saturday unless we have a power outage again.
Hmm. Yeah, that
and
might.
And seriously, if we do, I'm going to scream. Because it is not fair that when we have a power outage in that office, we have to make up that time.
Hey.
Yes.
We didn't do the show last week, so the week before that, did I mention that I had gotten the aqua-haired Comic-Con pony?
No.
Yeah, I have the aqua-haired Comic-Con pony, and my regular pink-haired Comic-Con pony showed up. So in the course of those last 2 weeks, yes, there. See, there was something else that showed up at my house. I have the aqua-haired one, which is different not only from the hair color, but the symbols. There's different symbols placements on the aqua-haired one. So that will put to rest any rehair questions because, you know, there's always skeptics saying, oh, no, no, it was just a rehair. It's not a prototype. It's not a factory-made thing. Nope, this is the real deal because some of the symbols are different, too.
Hmm.
One most noticeable one would be the official Comic-Con in the box has a star right in the center of her chest, like a big old star, which is lacking on the aqua-haired one, but what the aqua-haired one does have is that big old star on her forehead, like a blaze would be on a real horse's nose or something. But there is no star on the forehead of the pink-haired one. And there's, like, a few other things. Like, the pink-haired one has stars on her back, whereas the aqua one does not have stars on her back. And I think there was supposed to be some other little difference, but the colors are slightly different. The pink color is more vibrant neon colors, I think, on the pink-haired one. And the aqua one's more subdued. So you can definitely tell that it's not, something's going on there. And I don't know if we'll ever know, but I tend to think these were prototypes or some sort of factory go to see how everything was working.
And they accidentally boxed them up and shipped them out.
No, the aqua ones were never boxed.
Hmm.
Nope, not boxed at all. Not bagged either.
Huh. But I wonder how they got out.
Well, that's the thing. I'm thinking if they were some sort of test production run, they never went through the bothering of boxing and bagging and whatnot.
Hmm.
And then whoever worked there just scooped them all up.
Yeah, see, I would take and want to look at that eBay name and...
Well, it seemed legit.
See what city they're from.
Oh, it was overseas. It was overseas. It was like Thailand or Hong Kong or something like that.
Yeah, in that case, it was someone working in the factory.
Yeah, no, we've pretty much already talked about that on the boards. Pretty sure it was somebody who worked in the factory that got them. They pretty much only came from a couple people. All same place.
Hmm.
Maybe one day we'll know the story. Hey, the stars are a little different. But I am a proud owner of an aqua-haired pony.
Yippee!
And so, yeah, that's cool. Because I don't know if any more are going to be found. Because we had a few show up on eBay at one time, and then that was it. I haven't seen any since.
Too cool.
Yeah, it is cool. Yeah, so I think that's it. I think that's it for my pony joy. Other than, hey, I gotta say thank you, Steph, White Tiger is me, for picking the fair pony, which I believe, Amy, you did put in the mail, right?
Yes, it went in the mail, and she
received it. It is in the mail. Okay, good. It is in the mail.
She received it the other day.
Okay, she has. Thank you for picking that, because I got to keep baby honeycomb and grow my beehive. So happy. Just want you to know, the unintentional beehive is buzzing with joy. Kind of funny how I didn't have a baby honeycomb for years, never even bothered to try and get her, and now all of a sudden I've got three. In the course of like a couple weeks. Hmm?
Yeah, you're not trying at all.
No, it was just a fluke. It was a fluke. What happened was I actually wanted to get the one. I was like, okay, it's been enough years. I'll go ahead and get baby honeycomb. She's cute. I need her. Yeah. So I got her. And then like a couple of weeks later, I stumbled across an eBay auction that had two of them on there for like such an insanely good price. I was like, well, I'll just get her and resell them, you know, or you know, random act of kindness or something like that. And then they got here, and they were both so perfectly mint and beautiful that I was like, I think I'll just keep one, and maybe I'll just keep them both. But then there was, like, the pony logo contest, and we needed a backup prize. So I was like, okay, I'll use one of those for the backup prize. I'm sure that'll be a really good idea. And then I grew so attached. So I would have happily given baby honeycomb over to White Tiger is me, but I will not hide my joy in admitting that I'm glad that she didn't pick her.
Yeah, you're not hiding it at all.
Hmm?
Yeah, you're not hiding it at all.
No, I'm actually very, very happy. It's very weird. Like I said, I'm not one to really try to do any kind of herds. I usually always just get rid of my doubles. I'm not a doubles keeper. And for whatever reason, I'm keeping them. Because it's just the concept of a beehive is too cute.
Oh, yes. I agree. That is just way too cute.
Although I am not intentionally going to seek out any more of them. But should they show up at my house, they will be welcomed.
Yeah, I could just see you coming to, you know, going to either the Maryland meet or possibly even the convention, getting a table just for your beehive.
I would have to make a beehive, and I would do that, you know. Although I don't have quite a big enough army, I think, to really justify it, it would still be really cute.
You could get a little, make a little beehive.
Of course I'd make a little beehive. Boy, I'm so glad we got off the radio and stopped talking about ponies. People are like, man, you could have been talking about Argentinian ponies all this time. Okay, this is for you. This is for you, Pony Genie. 18 minutes of silence.
16.
Oh, 16. I'm looking at it. My clock must be off then.
It's okay. 16 minutes.
I'm done. I'm going to bed.
Sounds good to me. So, till next week.
Pony bye-byes.
This is Game on All, and you have listened to Pony Talk. See you next week. Bye-bye.
What? You're not going to say anything?
No last-minute comment?
I'll say, come on. Somebody's got to have the last word.
You can have the last word.
No. You have the last word, please. I insist.
You have the last word.
No, I talk too much. You go ahead and have the last word.
No, you can have the last word.
No, I insist. You have the last word.
No. Yeah, I insist. You have the last word.
Okay, I'll take the last word. Good night.
Good night.
Ha! You had the last word.
Now you do. Okay, I'll say good night, and then you say good night, and then you'll have the last word.
Okay, fine. I can only be quiet for so long. Don't torture me like that. I was trying really, really hard to let you have the last word. Good night. I'm leaving now.
Ha! Silly fool. Thinking she could have the last word. I think not. For I have now had the last word. Well, till next week. Bye-bye.